1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And sometime this afternoon, we're going to be telling you exactly how we do the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be talking about the magic behind the Phil Hendry Show. If you've never heard that, you might want to stick around to hear that. We appreciate all of the support we've gotten for My Friend's Place and our campaign to raise money for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We have raised $37,805 with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. And if you'd like to order that, hey, how about for Christmas? You can call 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. What happened to the copy? What happened to the copy with the GameWorks copy? Does that stuff keep getting lost? Is it in here? No, it's not here now. It's like my life, you know. I can't keep track of anything at home. What makes you think my work is going to be any different? My workplace.
Yesterday.
All right, well, we've got also a special appearance we're going to be doing on the 22nd at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. That'll be from 9 to midnight. We'll be doing a signing, we'll be doing a CD sale, and there's going to be special game cards that the people at GameWorks are going to be selling for $20. So while you're standing in line waiting to get your CD signed, you can have some fun there at GameWorks. And we're going to take the kids with us for that because I know they're going to really be stoked on that. So anyway, in the meantime, 877-616-7445, and we've raised $37,805 since we began the sale of our CD. Catherine Ortega, this is from Newport News in Virginia. Catherine Ortega was looking forward to eating a chicken dinner after a family outing on Tuesday night. She ordered a box of fried wings from McDonald's and was putting them on plates for her two children when she found a chicken part that was not a wing. It was a chicken's head. And it was deep fried, and it was battered, and it was a chicken's head. Ms. Ortega says, I noticed that it had a beak, and it had eyes. I screamed. The unusual piece turned out to be a fried chicken head. Ortega called the McDonald's on Warwick, which is in near Hickory Point Boulevard, which is in Newport News, and where she purchased the dinner. And the restaurant manager said to her, we'll bring it back, and we'll send it back to the company, and we'll give you another box of wings for free. There's no way that I want another chicken box, she said. I will probably cook at home from now on, she said. She is getting together with attorneys, my understanding, and she's going to find out what her options are. She's going to talk with McDonald's. That's a pretty shocking thing to find in a box of chicken wings. And we're going to bring on Bob Green, who's an analyst for Breckman Hozier, a market research firm, looking at the relative value of fast food and restaurant business. That's not just a shocking thing, Mr. Green, to find in a box of fast food. That's a shocking thing to find for McDonald's, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about that, Phil. McDonald's is the preeminent fast food retail chain in the world today. And to find something like that is very, very unusual. I think there is good news in all of this, and that it is McDonald's. The good news, I think, is for McDonald's is that the business, I don't think, is going to drop off.
Well, before we get to McDonald's and how they're going to deal with this, what about the customer?
Well, again, I think that, is it Ms. Ortega?
It's me. It's Catherine Ortega, yeah.
I would say that that lady is fortunate in that it was just a fried chicken head, I suppose. When you take a look at some of the, product and quality screw-ups on the part of some of these other fast food chains, I would say that she got away from this situation relatively unscathed. And I would advise her that to drop any legal action that she may be considering, and I would advise her also to just relax, because again, it is McDonald's, and they're a pretty big corporation.
Well, the lady found a fried chicken head in a box of chicken that she ordered. Okay, now what are you saying?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying that she should drop any legal claim?
I'm saying that it is, I'm saying that for her to press any claim against McDonald's, I think, in my opinion, is going to be relatively futile.
Why?
Well, Phil, you're talking about the largest fast food retail chain in the world. McDonald's is not like Jack in the Box. McDonald's, this isn't Burger King, and this isn't In-N-Out Burger, where the company is owned by some old lady who goes to the drive-thru every day to make sure that the John 3:16 is on the bottom of the cup. You know, this is a major corporation. They are incredibly popular.
I think what you're telling me here, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're too popular for anybody to take them on.
Well, there was an old lady, I don't know when it was, a couple, 3 years ago, she scalded herself with some hot liquid. Okay?
Yeah, it was the woman who got the hot coffee.
Right. It was an old lady who got some hot coffee from McDonald's. I think they settled with her, whatever. Do you think that hurt McDonald's business? Yes or no? I'm going to find out what you know about McDonald's.
Well, the way you're posing that question, Bob, I would say, no, it didn't.
Bingo. Didn't hurt them at all. And this isn't going to hurt McDonald's at all. They are huge. They are a pioneer in the fast food business. They don't have that stink about them that these other restaurants have. McDonald's, I would say, can be confident that a fried chicken head, Phil, and consider what I'm saying, a fried chicken head isn't going to knock their business down, not even one half of 1%.
Well, what is it about this company? And again, we're talking about not so much the size of the company.
Phil, I'm going to tell you something. And I want your listeners to know this very well, because I've studied McDonald's and I've studied the fast food business. You could order a super size of fries and find a deep-fried human finger in it, and sales wouldn't drop at all.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Come on. I find a human finger in a box of fries
from McDonald's.
All right, from McDonald's, and if I publicize that,
sales wouldn't suffer at all.
Why?
The reason I think, Phil, there's manifold reasons for this, but number one, people understand that there's nowhere else to eat. The best place to eat it is McDonald's. They try to leave and go to another restaurant, it would be like, for people to leave McDonald's, Phil, it would be like slapping your mother across the face. And I dare say that nobody...
No, wait, hold on. I find a deep-fried human finger...
Yes, sir.
...in a box of super-sized fries, and I decide to leave McDonald's and never shop there again, and that's like slapping my mother across the face.
And drawing blood. Yeah.
And drawing blood.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because McDonald's is to America what our mothers and our fathers are. McDonald's is a maternal entity in our lives. And as such, McDonald's becomes a part of our family. The American people, Phil, and I say this with great respect because I'm a father and I have two daughters, and they love McDonald's. Are you telling me I'm not going to take my kids for a McBurglar meal? Is that it?
Well, I'm not making the decisions.
Well, that's what you infer.
Well, I'm not making the decisions. You know? I mean, I'm not making decisions for you. I'm not telling you what to do.
Well, you're inferring that I shouldn't shop at McDonald's just because there was a fried chicken head.
I'm saying it's scary, okay?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm the father of two daughters. No way do I not take my daughters to McDonald's. No way do I say to them, no, Daddy can't take any more to McDonald's. We have to go to Jack in the Box. Because, first of all, I love my kids, and I'd like them to love me.
And you tell your kids you're going to Jack in the Box. Mr. Green, I want to bring this back to reality.
Sir, I am talking reality.
Okay, you tell your kids we're going to Jack in the Box, they won't love you anymore.
I am telling you, and I want you and your listeners to think about this. If anybody out there thinks they're not going to eat at McDonald's anymore because a fried chicken head was found in a box of chicken, imagine walking up to your own mother and slapping her so hard that it breaks the skin.
Okay, Mr. Green, we are talking...
But I'm being very literal.
Okay, but all right, so in other words, people won't leave McDonald's.
No. Let me ask you a question.
Well, I think they might.
Let me ask you this. Who innovated the supersize? Who came up with supersize fries?
McDonald's.
You got it. Who architected the Quarter Pounder, which is perhaps the most perfect burger for fast food ever created?
McDonald's.
All right. Who has employed generations of your kids, generations of high school kids? Who employs senior citizens with their senior program? Who employs the disabledly retarded? You got it, Mr. Henry. The name is McDonald's. Jack in the Box doesn't do that. Burger King doesn't do it. McDonald's does it. And as you know, Phil, I work at Beckett and Hozier, but my mind drifts back.
All right, hold the line here for just a minute, okay?
But I wanted to tell you about when I was in high school and I worked for McDonald's.
That's fine. I'd like to hear the story, but hold on. Mr. Robert Green is with us. If you heard the story about this chicken head in a box, the lady who found the fried chicken head in a box from McDonald's is a lady by the name of Catherine Ortega. She was very upset about that. Robert Green, who is an analyst for Breckham Hozier, says that this isn't going to affect McDonald's sales one bit because people love McDonald's. You love McDonald's. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. So before you get into how you wanted to work at McDonald's, Mr. Green, you're saying, in other words, people will not leave McDonald's.
No, they won't leave McDonald's. One of the things, people won't leave McDonald's because it's the best fast food. And the other thing is, you know, I would advise against it.
And why would you advise against it? I mean, they found a fried chicken head.
Well, I would advise against it because it would upset certain people. And, you know, I don't want to get into it.
What people?
I don't want to get into it. But let me tell you this. A lot of people started their careers at McDonald's.
Is this some kind of an implied threat?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you think you're going to just walk away from McDonald's, nobody just walks away. Okay? You don't leave the life.
If I decide that I don't want to eat at McDonald's, okay?
All right. Well, then you want to run that risk? Go ahead.
What risk am I running?
You're making some very important people angry.
Who?
I can't say.
Well, before we're off the air today, I want to know.
Mr. Henry, I don't really respond well to threats.
And I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, who am I going to be upsetting?
Wait, I can't tell you. I'm just letting your listeners know, before you think you're not going to eat at McDonald's anymore, think again.
Well, it sounds to me like you're threatening people, number one.
No, I am not.
Number two, it sounds to me like you're saying McDonald's is too big to take down.
I am not saying that.
Number three, it sounds to me like you're saying that even with a fried chicken head in a box, McDonald's can just say, oh, well, what the hell, it's the price of doing business because we're beating the crap out of the... Who's the second closest competitor?
Second closest, I think, is Burger King. But McDonald's triples their business.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Robert Green. Analyst for Breckham Hosier, a market research firm looking at the relative values of fast food and various restaurant businesses. He says that this fried chicken head that was found in a box of chicken wings by this lady, the PR fallout will be zero. And the sales fallout will be zero because people are so hooked on McDonald's. It is such a maternal and paternal presence in our lives that to walk away from McDonald's, to not eat McDonald's food anymore, would be like slapping your mother across the face and, I'm quoting, breaking the skin. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Robert Green. He is a financial analyst. We're talking about the chicken head that was found in a box of McDonald's chicken. A lady found a fried chicken head. And, Mr. Green, your basic point is that McDonald's is too big to be brought down.
Phil, I'm not saying that McDonald's should not be held to a quality standard. I'm saying they're an enormous company. And the story that I wanted to tell...
All right, go ahead. You were going to work for McDonald's?
When 1968, and it was a lot of fun. I was living in Arcadia, California, and I did lot pickup. I worked the fry bin, and I worked counter at the McDonald's on Foothill. And it was a tremendous time for me, and I'll never forget them coming to me and saying, Robert, would you like to go into management training in Santa Fe Springs? And I said, no. And I'm going to tell you something. It was a pivotal decision because I really think I blew it.
And what did you do?
I went into college, and I went into financial analysis, but I had an opportunity to be a store manager for McDonald's. And to me, that would have been just neat. That just would have been great. But now, and I see people giving them a hard time because it's a fried chicken head. Big deal, you know. Let me tell you something, Phil. McDonald's food is so good, and their reputation is so unsullied that you could find, and forgive me for saying this, human genitals in their...
Okay, we don't have to say that.
But that's really what I'm saying.
We don't have to say that.
But you see what I'm
saying? You're saying that they're so loved, yeah, that... Wow. Here is Carlos. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I used to eat McDonald's all the time.
How are you, Carlos? This is Robert Green.
Yes. How you doing?
Real good.
Let me tell you something. I have kids. And if I know that I'm going to be served something like a chicken head or a finger, that I will never again take my kids to eat a hamburger at McDonald's.
But think of what you're saying, Carlos. You're talking about McDonald's, the place where your children got such great fun.
It
where you yourself have eaten countless lunches.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I worked for a chicken company up in Mississippi where I saw the nuggets being made, okay? After I went in that chicken company and I saw the way chicken nuggets are made, I have never again eaten a chicken nugget.
I'll tell you something. I told McDonald's that's an unfortunate name for a product. And
what?
Calling it chicken nuggets, because what does that bring to mind, right? You know what I'm saying, Carlos?
Right.
No, it's like it came out of a chicken's rear end, right?
Chicken tenders, chicken nuggets.
I'll
saw the way they're made.
What's your favorite
at a company?
What's your favorite burger over at McDonald's?
Excuse me?
What's your favorite burger at McDonald's?
Well, I used to go and eat Big Mac.
There you go. The Big Mac, the old standby, the Big Mac and the quarter pounder. And you're telling me you're going to walk away from McDonald's?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Now, here comes this. This is what I call the implied threat. And
I'm just telling both you guys, don't do it.
I think something is going to hurt my kids, I'm not going to take them to McDonald's.
Well, I wouldn't do it.
You're
going to make some very important people angry.
That's what you've said, and you won't even just tell us what that means.
Look, how can you deny your kids the joy of a Happy Kids meal? See what I'm saying? There you go. See, now you know what I'm saying, right?
All right, Carlos.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your call. I wouldn't worry about not eating at McDonald's anymore.
I'm not eating, and
make sure that the rest of my family don't go to McDonald's.
Sir, I would really suggest that you get a McBurglar meal tonight.
No, I'll go to Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers. Real good. 1-800-449-8686.
What'd he say?
Fuddruckers. Yeah, I was worried, too. Here is San Jose. This is Nadia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi. I think that if this guy is correct and McDonald's is so big and...
Well, McDonald's is big. You can look at any financial report. They do
something
like double the next person's business.
I believe you.
They are big. Nobody's denying that McDonald's doesn't do huge business.
I believe that it's big.
Old.
I know that it is. I've lived in the United States all my life.
She's coming on like that.
And I've seen nutritionally what McDonald's has done for this country. And let me tell you something.
Hey,
I have four children.
Watch it.
Aging in range 2 to 14.
Be careful.
And they have never been to McDonald's.
Be careful.
They will never go to McDonald's.
Well, Okay.
They don't have any
desire
to go to McDonald's.
Well, so you think. But
they do not have
kids?
A desire to go.
How old are
and
your
let
kids?
Me tell you something.
How old are
that's
your kids?
Four,
how old are your kids?
2, 5,
okay. When
eight,
they get to be
14.
11, when they get to be of bicycle riding age, 11 or 12 or 10, and they go off with their friends, I got big news for you. You're going to find McDonald's wrappers laying around your house.
And I think you're wrong.
Because
you're
kids
wrong.
Love McDonald's.
You're
they
wrong.
Love it.
My
14-year-old.
My 14-year-old is independent. And
have
you want to know what his
your
first
mother?
Job was?
Have you ever slapped your mother across the face?
Listen to the lady.
You want to know what his first job was?
Go ahead, ma'am. What?
My son's first job was not at McDonald's. He's getting paid $10 an hour as a swim instructor because...
You know what, Phil? She's
we
proud of the
invested
fact.
That money
proud
that everyone's
fact.
Putting into Happy Meal.
This lady's proud
we
of the
invested
fact that she's never
in
taken
an actual career.
Right. She's never taken her kids to Disneyland either. Is that something to be proud of? I think there are things
absolutely.
that kids need, okay?
If you're taking your kids to McDonald's and you think you're making them happy by
giving
them a Happy Meal, then you are the saddest example of a father that I have ever heard.
So what do you do with your kids for laughs? Do you give them like, hey, kids, let's go outside and watch the wind blow? I bet you homeschool your kids, too, don't you?
What, Mr. Green?
I'm asking the lady, do you homeschool your kids?
No, I don't.
Well, why not? The school system's probably ripping their brains to shreds. You know, I get them out of McDonald's, out of Disneyland, and get them out of the school system. I'm telling
point?
You, ma'am, you really hurt me. Have you ever slapped your mother across the face?
No, I never have.
Because that's exactly what you're doing. But
all right, I'm not going to buy that that whole up.
Well, you go away from McDonald's, and you might as well kick your father in the crotch.
You're a sick man.
Oh, really?
You are so sick.
You know something?
Oh my God!
Take your kids to McDonald's and be a good mother instead of an abusive one.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
I mean it.
Come
so
on.
Funny.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I'm with Robert Green from Beckham & Hosier, which is a financial firm, a market research firm, and he's an analyst looking at the relative value of fast food businesses. And we're talking about McDonald's and the recent problem at a restaurant in Virginia where a woman found a fried chicken, deep-fried chicken head in a box of otherwise what were supposed to be chicken wings. And you're talking about McDonald's as being so big, so powerful, that this will not affect them at all. I want to know, do you work? You don't work for McDonald's. You got any stock?
No, Phil, I don't work for McDonald's. I don't have any stock. I just know business. And I can tell you this much. The American people are so in love with McDonald's that you could order, let me tell you something, the average American could order a big breakfast. And instead of the sausages, they could be fried gonads sitting there. And it wouldn't affect sales. What?
Come on, let's get down to the discussion of reality.
I swear to God, the American people are so in love with this company.
How in love with a company can they be? What do you mean, fried gonads?
That's exactly what they could serve you. And I'll tell you something else. In my opinion, just in case you think that I work for McDonald's, I don't work for McDonald's, and I don't really. I like their food, but that big breakfast I was telling you about.
Yeah.
The sausages taste like fried gonads some mornings. So I'm not even a big fan of their food. I'm just saying that that's how absolutely, robotically, hypnotically addicted to McDonald's food the American people are. Do you think I'm kidding? Billions and billions and billions. Their market share is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 billion a year worldwide. Mr. Henry, I didn't make that up. Now, all these people calling in and saying...
Yeah, but you're saying ridiculous things like, you know, a fried finger.
Not a fried chicken head, right?
Yeah, but a fried finger...
That's not going to affect their business.
Well, I think that there's some of it's pretty radical stuff. Let's talk to Katie. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to say that on three separate occasions, I've eaten at McDonald's, and they screwed up so bad that I would never eat there again.
Why do they do all the business they do? Why are they so popular?
They'll never have my business
Katie,
again.
Katie, do you think they're going to miss your business?
People like it there.
Do you think they're missing your business?
One time my hamburger was raw.
Yeah?
One time my chicken was frozen in my chicken salad. And then the third time there was something red in my shamrock shake.
In your shamrock shake. You know that you
it
know the product name.
My stomach.
You know the product names. You know the names of the different burgers. And you kept going back anyway. You see, Phil,
and
this lady found, she
since.
Found it in the Shamrock Shake, and she went back
it
another time for a raw burger, and she went back
that.
Another time, okay?
Well, ma'am, he is making a point. You went back three separate times.
That's how much she loves the food. You figured just one time you wouldn't
the
go back.
The Shamrock Shake and the hamburger
back,
happened at the same time.
She goes back three separate, the Shamrock Shake doesn't come with a burger. Okay, the Shamrock
I can't
Shake,
order
you're
a
only
Shamrock
allowed...
Shake and a burger at the
no,
same
you,
time?
No, you may not. You're supposed to allow that. You can only order that separately. That has to be drunk separately, then you can go and get your burger.
What's up with the Shamrock Shake?
There's something that they put in it. I don't know what it is.
Well, whatever, dude.
And the idea that you went back three times, I think, belies your argument, ma'am. So,
no. See,
that's,
tonight
that's the addiction,
I drove right past
that's
McDonald's
the addiction people have.
And I went to Arby's. Because McDonald's
Arby's?
Turns my stomach.
Well, you know what? Arby's, I'm sure, appreciates every little bit of business because those guys are like 858 on a list of 856.
And I'd McDonald's rather kicks. Get to Burger King than McDonald's.
And how long
my
have you,
kids
how long
never
have you worked
grow
at
up
Arby's?
On McDonald's.
How long have you worked at Arby's?
I don't work at Arby's.
Well, how long have you worked at McDonald's?
I don't work at McDonald's.
Well, you're pumping them up just as fast as she's pumping up Arby's, even more, okay?
Look, Phil, it doesn't make any difference. People are going to eat at McDonald's and continue to give them the money, because if they
I
don't...
I will never eat at McDonald's.
There's going to be a lot of angry people, and you could get hurt. You'll start to Jones for McDonald's soon, and you'll have a quarter pounder to get your fix.
No,
how much
not
do you
a
weigh?
Raw one.
How much do you weigh?
125 pounds.
How tall are you?
5'5".
Getting up there.
Uh-huh.
Getting
how much
up
do you
there.
Weigh? How much do you weigh?
I'm a guy. It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
It's a big
I'm
guy.
I'm a guy. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Ma'am, thank you very much. So you had a raw burger one time, and you had another thing. Look, I know that a lot of people probably could find fault with any different place.
Have you ever had a bad hamburger fill at McDonald's?
Well, no. And
how long have you been eating there?
Over 30 years.
See?
See, lady?
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Roy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Roy, hello. Yes,
hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in a car traveling out. I heard the guest talking, and I can't believe that he makes statements like that and expects the public to listen to
him. Well, I'll tell you this much. What am I saying, Mr. Hendry, that isn't true? I'm saying that McDonald's does big business. They do big business despite the fact they paid out to a lady with scalded legs. They're going to do big business despite the fact they put a chicken head in a box. They could put a fried penis on a plate and call it sausage, and you'd eat it.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Your language is so offensive. If you think
if you keep using those metaphors, I'm going to be very upset. Okay. I don't want you to do that.
Who's talking to me now? There's three guys talking.
Anyway, I don't.
Yeah, and I wouldn't if I were you. That's the old whole thing.
Yeah,
and the Cleveland Browns went downtown. I went over there. But I wouldn't find all those people.
McDonald's isn't going to lose any share, sir. McDonald's is kicking butt, okay?
Could you say that all again, sir?
Thank you.
All right.
Now let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This guy is nuts. He's off his rocker. He needs to go check himself
into a mental
institution.
Oh, come on. Are you guys dreaming or what? McDonald's?
Making idle little threats that big business is going to come after me?
Yes.
They'll be looking down the barrel of my Glock.
They have the most horrible food
in the world.
Sure. That's why they got a line around the block
at
lunchtime.
Right out of a box, right into a microwave.
Right into your stomach.
Fat. It is
and
nasty.
Right into your mouth.
I haven't eaten there for years.
Right into your mouth.
Right into my mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's why I just made dinner at home. I'm a chef. I will not eat fast food. It is horrible.
You won't eat fast food or you won't eat McDonald's food?
I don't like eating fast food.
You don't eat fast food. That doesn't count. But if you don't eat McDonald's food, then I might listen to you.
I don't like eating fast food, but I'll stop at like Wendy's or Taco Bell every once in a while. But there's no way I'm going near McDonald's. Their food is disgusting.
Well, how come there's a line around the block every lunch hour at McDonald's and nobody would touch Jack in the Box with a 10-foot pole?
Well, he didn't say he eats a Jack in the Box. What did you say, sir? Wendy's?
I don't even live in an area. You go to
a McDonald's at lunchtime and the cars are down the street. They're blocking the off-ramp on the freeway.
And
you know why?
Where I live,
I'll tell you why.
Wendy's
the food's
is the same,
good.
Burger King's the same,
right.
Taco Bell's the same.
What do you
They're
eat,
all
Phil?
The same. It's lunch.
I eat a quick meal. I like to go to In-N-Out Burger, which In-N-Out Burger's over here. In-N-Out's
not bad, but what's with that old lady with the John 3:16 on the cup?
It's a religious thing. I don't give a crap.
I bet there's a separation of church and state.
No, that's what she gets to do because that's her company. She can put that on there.
What do you mean by your Glock? Do you wear your high school jacket?
Mental health.
What are you talking about, your Glock? Do you wear a high school jacket at the age of 34?
Huh?
What do you mean, your Glock? You don't live in a trailer.
It's a firearm manufacturer. Somebody from big business comes knocking on my door, they can look down the barrel of that.
All right, sir. Well, I don't mean anything, but you must have a microscopic penis to be carrying...
Okay.
What?
I don't think that kind of a...
Well, listen, the guy's threatening people with a gun?
You were threatening people saying
you
that...
You were threatening people... That big business is going to come knocking on their door. That's the way you make it sound. Big business can come knock on my door. I don't care.
When's the last time you ate at McDonald's?
When's the last time I ate at McDonald's?
Yes,
probably
sir.
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, well, that is unacceptable.
Why is that unacceptable?
Because
I choose not to eat horrible, disgusting food?
No, because McDonald's is one of the businesses that I think not only employs millions of Americans.
Oh, no, I have no problem with... Like the charity work they do and with how they employ people, I have no problem with that. I have a problem with their food. Their food is disgusting.
Sure. The quarter pounder's disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
it is. What do you eat? You must eat, like, what do you eat?
What do I eat?
Yeah, what do you eat? Pheasant under glass? Quail? Duck l'orange every night? The quarter pounder's a passable hamburger.
Look at the guy
if
thinks
you
it's
like something that comes out of a box and goes right into a microwave. Yeah, it's a passable hamburger.
Sir, a pizza comes out of a box. You got a problem with that?
No, actually, I hand make all my pizzas. Thank you.
You hand make your what?
I hand make pizzas.
I didn't understand what
it's
he's
really
doing with
easy.
His hand.
You
he
make
makes...
the dough. You put the ingredients on it. You put it in the oven. You bake it. It's so simple.
Well, it depends what ingredients are you using.
All right.
So all I'm saying is McDonald's is a great company, and this guy better start eating there.
Or what?
I don't want to say.
You've been doing this all hour. You don't want to say.
What are they going to do to me? That's what I would like to know, and Phil wants to know too. What are they going to do?
You're making a lot of important people angry.
Oh, like who?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think John Gotti? Where do you think he started when he was 13? You got it, McDonald's. He knows you don't eat there now.
So what? John
so what?
Gotti's in jail.
What, John Gotti's going to go get me and this guy because we don't eat at McDonald's?
Think about
John
it.
John Gotti can come knock on my door. That's fine. I don't care.
All right. Sure. That guy had turned...
Oh, come on, man. What is this? The Godfather? John Gotti's going to come after us because we eating enough quarter pounders with cheese because he happened to work the fry bin there, which, by the way, I don't believe for a second. Gotti's first job, I don't know what it was, but something tells me it wasn't doing lot pickup at McDonald's.
Knocking off trucks full of cigarettes, that's what his first job was.
I'll go make a pizza.
All right, listen, sir, thank you for your call.
Thank
it's
you
the
for
Phil
having
Henry
me.
Show. Thanks a lot. And Mr. Green, good luck with your analysis of...
I think the stock at McDonald's is going to go through the roof.
Are they publicly traded?
I don't know. But it should go through... I don't know. I'll go look. I don't know anything about business. I love to eat there, that's all. I got to leave now and go get another quarter pounder.
Okay. And
you want to see the inside of my car? I still got styrofoam containers in there from 1984.
Fine, shut up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'd imagine a chicken head in a chicken box is a shocking thing. It's never happened to me, and I don't ever want it to happen to me. And I'm very happy that in 30 years of eating at McDonald's, and I have been a regular repeat customer at McDonald's, I have never gotten a chicken head, I've never gotten a finger, I've never gotten a deep-fried rat, I've never gotten any human anatomy at all, deep-fried, breaded, sautéed, boiled, nothing. It's just all been real good. Yes, admittedly, I mean, I don't know what you expect from a fast food joint. People say that it's crap food, could very well be. I'd like somebody to prove that to me sometime, that McDonald's hamburgers are all as crappy as people say they are. It's meat. Excuse me. It's a bun. It's a pickle. It's lettuce. It's sesame seeds. It's deep-fried potatoes. So what's so terrible about that? Now, if you're some kind of a health freak like my wife, yeah, I'll tell you what would shock me is if the chicken that I found in my box was talking and telling me jokes. If it was alive and was speaking to me, then that'd be shocking. That'd be like the time I went into the International House of Pancakes, and let's just say it was years and years and years ago, and let's say also that maybe I had drunk some tea, and let's say that that tea had been made from a certain mushroom, and let's say that I was sitting there, and the chef, say, knew that I had drunk a tea made from a certain mushroom, and sent out pancakes shaped like Mickey Mouse. And there was butter for the eyes, and a little raisin smile. And I fled the International House of Pancakes with fear and hallucinatory paranoia, not knowing that the chef was just screwing with my mind. Let's say that happened once in my life. I'm not saying that it did. I would have the same reaction. What, Taylor? It never happened to me. It never happened to me at the International House of Pancakes on Foothill in Pasadena in 1969. That never happened. That I walked in there with a friend of mine, Willie, well, I won't give you his last name. I won't give you his last name, but he lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana now. And I walked in there, and I sat down, and I saw the chef sort of peering over the counter at us. He saw these two freaks walk in. So he sends out pancakes shaped like Mickey freaking Mouse. So there's like three pancakes blended together. Two eyes, all that stuff. That wouldn't even be close to being shocking as a chicken getting up out of the box and talking to me. But I'm going to tell you this right now, McDonald's, I love you. I eat there. I regularly stop at one on the way in from my house on the 101 out in Calabasas. I don't know where the hell it is. It's out there someplace. And I see the cars lined up around the block for McDonald's, man. And Jack in the Box is a haunted house. I mean, there's nobody there. At lunch. At lunch. Now, I happen to know that Jack in the Box has at least one really good sandwich, the spicy chicken. Oh, baby, that's a good sandwich. It, and I mean, it's really spicy. I don't even see anybody around there. It's just people just automatically go to McDonald's for whatever reason. The burger, pound for pound at McDonald's, is probably no better or worse than Jack in the Box. But there's something about the ambiance. I don't know, they got those neat slides and those swing sets and stuff that I like to go on. Don't ask me, ask a kid. Ask any kid. Do you got kids? What do your kids say? You know, when the kids were really small, and now they're like getting up into teenage years, but when they were little guys, when I first met them, it was all about McDonald's being the greatest thing since sliced bread. We got to go to, do you guys want to get a burger? McDonald's! And if McDonald's was crowded, Jack in the Box! They gotta go. I say, how about In-N-Out? They didn't know In-N-Out Burger. What is that? I say it's the best burger that money can buy. Oh, no, 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 no. You know how kids are, because they don't want to try anything new. So when the day came that I finally took them over to In-N-Out, guess what? They hated it. They still like me. I'm just kidding. They liked it. But kids, there's some hold that McDonald's has. It is some kind of a mesmerizing effect, a Svengali-like allure that McDonald's has over the very young. They've got the clown. They've got the McNuggets. They got the McBurglar. They got the slides. They got it going on. And they're fast, too. That's the other thing about McDonald's. I wouldn't eat at McDonald's were it not for the fact that those cats got they got their food ready in 13 and a half seconds, man. I would go anywhere were it not for the fact those guys are ready, willing, and a boom, 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 boom. You drive up, yeah, I'd like the, okay, go, boom, boom. I'm out of there in 2 seconds. They're fast. They're so fast that when they say to me, yes, sir, would you mind pulling ahead and parking there and we'll come out? It's like I want to get violent. What? Would you mind pulling ahead? Yes, I'd mind. I'm not pulling ahead for anything or anybody. I want my food now. God, I mean, the rare occasion the kid says to me, would you mind pulling ahead, sir? We're having a little problem processing your meat byproduct. I'm like ready to commit a wholesale homicide. But I'll put up with that rather than go over to Jack in the Box. And even though, because if I pull into Jack in the Box, and I say, yeah, I'll take one of your great spicy chickens, and there's nobody in front of me, and no one's been there for days, and no one will be there for days, and I'm the only guy that they've had for months, it's still going to take me like a freaking 3 or 4 minutes to get my sandwich. Because Jack in the Box just has a certain overhead thing. The guy who takes your order is also the guy that's going to deep fry the thing. He's doing it all. What am I saying? Why am I even talking about any of this? Am I giving the relative value of fast food? Is that actually what's going on my show? Well, you know what? It's a very big part of my life, so tough. I don't care if you do get the cool antenna balls at Jack in the Box. It's a big part of my life. It has been. When I got married, I started eating very well. And I was eating my wife's cooking. Maria is a good cook, and she makes really cool things. And, you know, like 6 months later, after I got married, I'd been eating steadily my wife's food. And then I said, God, you know what? It's been a long time, man. I haven't been to Jack in the Box. I haven't been at McDonald's. It's been months. I want to stop in on my way home. I had a hamburger from McDonald's after eating my wife's quality, wholesome, delicious food. I had a burger from McDonald's. And the gut cramping and the diarrhea went on for months. Just months. Roll after roll of toilet paper. Case after case of Charmin. And you know what? I still go back regularly because it's just kind of, it's a nice memory. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.